This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.
Welcome back to the Gemini Ransom Effect on 107.1 FM, WJBB. And we were, before our break, we were talking about the 11 worst fast food restaurants in America. So we left off with talking about Little Caesars, right?
We were getting ready to go to
Little Caesars. Yeah, that's right. We talked about Domino's, but the next one on the list was Little Caesars Pizza. I, for one, am not a fan of the Little Caesars Pizza. There's a lot of people that like Little Caesars because you can get the $5 Little Caesars Pizza and walk out pretty quick.
Pizza.
It's
$5.55 now.
Oh, $5.55. My bad. So it's how long it's been since I bought a pizza from there. My kids like it, but I mean, there's just something about it. I particularly don't like it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that don't like Papa John's, but you know what? Papa John's was not on this list.
There you go.
I'm just saying, of all the pizza places, fast food type pizza places, Papa John's was not on the 11 fast food worst restaurants in America.
Thanks, Peyton.
That's right. So, number 10, or B, sure. I guess it'd be number 2. On this list would be Taco Bell. Taco Bell made this list.
I totally could see that.
Yeah. It ranked as one of the worst fast food Mexican restaurants chains in America, receiving particularly bad grades for its mediocre food quality and freshness. And it recently entered into the breakfast market, trying to go head-to-head with McDonald's with their AM Crunchwraps. I have had one of their AM Crunchwraps, and I particularly am not a fan. There are probably people out there that are like, wow, this is delicious. I've always wanted a breakfast
taco.
Crunchwrap taco.
Nothing like fire sauce at 7 a.m.
That's right. Who do you think is the number one worst fast food restaurant chain in America?
What you think?
Well, we've already talked about the big ones. I mean, the most well-known.
Well, the only big one left is Wendy's.
Wendy's is not on the list.
I was going to say, boom. I don't think it's on there.
Wendy's is not on the list.
How about that?
What's left?
Sonic's is not on the list.
What about
Dairy Queen?
Checkers?
Nope. Checkers is not on the list.
Not on the list. Wow.
Checkers is not on the list.
What's left? Fast food.
So we've hit the American food.
Arby's.
Italian. We've hit the Italian list. We've hit the Mexican list.
Uh-oh.
Now we're going to go Chinese.
Chinese. I know what that's got to be.
Panda Express.
No.
Yes, people,
no
your Panda
doubt.
Express has made the list as the number one worst fast food restaurant in America. And it's the only fast food chain on the list that is Asian. And Panda Express allegedly offers gourmet Chinese cuisine, but the quality and the freshness of its food is only so-so, and its dishes are too pricey, according to the survey. Womp womp.
I think I've been twice to a Panda Express. And then the second time I went was when I remembered why it had been so long since I'd been the first time.
And then you remembered.
Then I was like, oh, yeah.
Because I don't like this.
I don't like it at all.
So we talked about the 11 fast food chains. Worst ones in America. Next, we are going to talk about 6 foods, according to a food poisoning expert. Now this food poisoning expert has spent 20 years suing companies and restaurants on food poisoning. And so this is a list that's compiled by this food poisoning lawyer as far as foods that you should not eat out.
He's the ambulance chaser of the fast food industry.
He is the ambulance chaser of the fast food industry. Exactly. So we're going to talk real quick about these 6 foods that just aren't worth the risk. Number one.
I bet I eat them all.
You probably do. I don't know, man. Do you eat rare meat?
Rare?
Do you like your food rare?
When I get a steak, I'm a medium kind of guy.
That's perfect. Because he says that medium well is where your meat should be prepared, because that's warm enough. That's cooked at 160 degrees, so it's cooked all the way through to kill the E. coli bacteria and salmonella.
Well, if you really want to throw your server off when you go to a steak restaurant and they ask you how you want your steak prepared, you look at them and you just say, extra medium, please.
Extra medium.
Extra medium.
Extra medium. So, number one is rare meat. Don't eat rare meat, okay? You don't want to get sick.
When you say rare meat, is that like ostrich and...
I have no idea. It's probably more along the lines of beef, pork,
and... didn't say exotic animals. He said don't eat.
That went right over the
Some foods that you never, ever, ever eat rare, and this should be common sense, is...
You know, like python.
Pork, chicken.
Python's pretty rare.
Yeah, python's pretty rare.
It tastes like chicken.
The number two on this list is raw oysters. Don't eat raw oysters.
Hey, there is no danger of me eating raw oysters.
Yes, me neither.
But they lose the effect for the aphrodisiac if you fry them.
Well, come to find out, it's not aphrodisiac. It's actually food poisoning that you're feeling.
That's right. It's food poisoning. It's not aphrodisiac. So the reason is because a lot of your oysters... Now, it's really because of warmer waters that the oysters are being harvested out of. It means microbial growth in the oysters and other seafood. It creates foodborne illnesses linked to shellfish.
I didn't need a biology and chemistry.
Sorry.
I thought when you put it on the saltine cracker... The salt gets rid of all that. You know, it's kind of like when you get your double Whopper and you get a Diet Coke with it. It completely nullifies the double Whopper.
From McDonald's.
Right.
Another one is on this list. Number three is probably may surprise you. It's the raw sprouts. Those are, you know, the grass, the little... You know, the like the bean sprouts, the raw, the
that was one of the things, sprouts. You know, with the E. coli outbreaks that have been occurring, mm-hmm. not necessarily about Chipotle's, but then Chipotle's has some of these raw sprouts and stuff in
it. There's been, actually, they talked about there's 30 bacterial outbreaks, mostly salmonella and E. coli from the sprouts in the last 20 years. And they said there's been too many outbreaks not to pay attention to the risk of sprout contamination. And they just said don't eat it at all.
And all this time I thought sprout was a little... guy that hung around the Jolly Green Giant.
Sprout. That's his son. Little fella. He's so cute. Little guy. Look at him. Look at him.
Next on this list would be your pre-cut or pre-washed fruits and vegetables. And the reason they say this is because the more people that handle your food, the more chances of your food being contaminated from people that don't wash their hands.
So you're saying the healthy alternative apple slices in the Happy Meals are not good for you?
They are not good for you. Go in, buy an apple, slice it yourself, and get that. The next one would be unpasteurized milk and juices.
Oh, the old, you get that at the health food store, right?
Yeah, some claim that the pasteurization deletes the nutritional value, but they say that the pasteurization is not dangerous, but there's no benefit big enough to take away the risk of drinking products that can be made safe by pasteurization. And last but not least, it would be your raw, uncooked eggs.
And, is this a common thing? People typically eat raw eggs?
A lot of people will eat raw eggs for the protein. I mean, you go in, you say...
Dude, have you never seen the Rocky movie?
I've seen Rocky. I just didn't think it was a real thing. I
mean, we even played the music for David.
I mean, I'm sure it's out there, you know, but is it that big of a deal that this guy's going to come sue?
Well, a lot of...
Let's just say I've never went to the local 24-hour establishment of the House of Waffle and ordered my eggs... cracked out of the shell.
Just leave them in the shell. I'll do it myself.
Well, a lot of times people still eat their eggs. You know, they'll have it sunny side up. You know, things like that. They'll have it to where you're just breaking it, and they like the runniness of the egg. So partially cooked,
just lightly make the whites hold together.
That's right. Whites a little bit the runny yellow on top.
I want my eggs still clucking.
But
not your cow still mooing.
No, not at all.
So it's inside of here. They talk about the uncooked eggs being a source of the salmonella and cookie dough as well, because you know the cookie dough has raw eggs that's mixed into it, so you get a lot of source of salmonella.
I might have been guilty of that.
So the cookie dough ice cream's not good for you?
Yeah, maybe not.
I think that's cooked cookie dough.
If it's cooked cookie dough, wouldn't that be a cookie?
Listen, man, I gotta tell myself something so I can keep eating it. Leave me alone.
Isn't that a cookie?
You're probably the same guy that licks the bowl of the cake batter and the brownie batter too, right?
You shouldn't do that.
So now that's not good either.
Is that frowned upon?
Evidently,
that shouldn't happen. Now, I mean, because usually I have to kick and slap my kids away so I can have it, because I'm bigger than they are, and I run that place, and they can't have any because it's not healthy for them. So I'm gonna eat it.
He runs that place when Tammy lets him.
That's right. When she's not home. I run that place.
Well, our last feel-good story. We have a feel-good story that's here.
We have our last? Did we have another one that I missed? Or?
No. Well, this is my last story that's a feel-good story.
Okay.
It should make you feel really good inside to know.
Maybe it was the composition that there are of people, that sentence that threw me off.
There are people out there that are dumber than some other people out there.
Like rappers.
One particular rapper by the name of B.O.B.
Bob?
Bob.
Bob the Rapper.
Bob the Rapper. B.O.B.
Not Bob the Builder.
He says...
Pretty smart fella.
...that the Earth is not actually round.
Oh.
The satellites and space and everything else, the pictures that we have, they're not real.
Was it like a fisheye lens and the satellites up there?
Evidently so. But he says, we've been teaching our kids wrong for all these years. But the Earth is actually flat. And
it's perfect sense.
We can add that along with the contrails and the chemtrails and all these things that the jets are putting out too, that the government's trying to poison us through jets. So Bob, B.O.B., thinks the Earth is flat. Thank you, B.O.B. I don't believe we'll be listening to your music anymore.
I tell you what, B.O.B. never sailed the ocean blue. It doesn't even sound right.
Yeah. It says, every elementary school student learns from Christopher Columbus disproved the experience, the existence of a flat Earth by sailing to the Americas in 1492.
That's right.
But that's not cutting yet for B.O.B.
Well, you know, he may have something about that. Did y'all make salt maps when you were growing up in school as a kid?
Salt
they were
maps.
Flat. They weren't round.
No, we had roofs over our schools. We didn't do salt maps.
Wow. So, anyway, so this guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, comes back to B.O.B. that goes in. And if you actually look on YouTube, there's like an hour and a half long video of B.O.B. going and talking about how the Earth is actually flat and it's not round. So this...
He's teaming up with Al Gore.
That's true. That's right.
On the next big movement.
That's right. So they said, this guy, Neil deGrasse Tyson, says the Earth's curve indeed blocks 150, not 170 feet of Manhattan. But most buildings in Midtown are way taller than that. Well, that's kind of interesting. But, so this guy, he's an idiot. there's nothing else.
After much research, we have come to the conclusion that B.O.B. is a...
He's an idiot.
Bob's an idiot.
Yeah, he's an idiot. So if you're listening to the Gemini Ransom Effect, Bob, please call us and let us know that you are not an idiot and tell us about these facts that why the Earth is indeed flat and not actually round. I'm just curious to see how that works. So thank you.
It'd be interesting. Maybe you should take the time and watch the hour and a half long video. Yeah, then again,
I think I may be dumber by the end of this. It may be shown in some of our local schools, though. You never know. Yeah,
possibly. Possibly, right after they do the salt maps.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, local news. Local news is dead.
It's dead.
It's done.
All right.
We got a little bit of sports.
Let's do some sports.
Sports. Sports going to be good.
So you're not good at sports. It's a very small part of life.
Sports, 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 because he's a good guy at sports.
There it is.
I think Marge was talking about
rock
me.
And roll. Marge.
You're not American, it's Marge. Marge.
Oh, Marge. I'm like a big, tall, blue hair. I'm like, that's just great.
It's not ghetto red. It's blue.
It's not. It's blue.
It's blue.
There you go. All right. Cam Newton.
Huh.
Man, my main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
That's what Cam said after the destruction of the Cardinals last weekend. That was brutal. But before we get into that, the Carolina Seattle game that was held. Seattle Seahawks fan Andrew Tilton has started a petition to ban the Panthers quarterback from ever stepping foot on CenturyLink Field in Seattle again.
Hmm.
How about that?
That should be interesting.
The reasoning behind this is that after the Panthers Seahawks NFC divisional round playoff game, Cam was seen throwing a Seahawks flag to the turf. Do it on the ground.
Oh.
And
passion.
That was just
too much.
Uncalled for. Just too much.
It's too much for them.
Too much, says Andrew Tilton.
Mm.
Way too soon.
Lord have mercy.
Tell you what. In return, Tilton called Cam the most unprofessional, unsportsmanlike individuals on the face of the planet and promptly started passing around the petition. And Carolina is scheduled to visit Seattle next season. But if it were up to Mr. Tilton, Cam would have to stay back in Carolina and forcing Derek Anderson, the backup, to deal with the Legion of Boom.
Legion of Boom.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So those of us that watch football know that.
I know. I'm aware.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Gosh.
I just thought I had to catch you up a little bit because you were.
No. I still think it's funny with the Legion of Boom. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah. As of the 27th. There were around 2,000 signatures on this petition.
Hmm.
And just kind of reminds me of the time that we live in. And, yeah, you know, I agree. It's unsportsmanlike.
I'm a fan,
probably, Dad. Probably unprofessional. But at the same time, it's just the time that we live in. That's the mentality that we have, you know. Never mind the fact he was a little excited, you know. Just won the NFC Championship. You know, he's happy.
That's it.
Probably would have chosen another way of celebrating, but, you know, it is what it is. You got your team lost. Shut your mouth and go home, go to work, do what you need to do, and try again next year.
That's like you going and touting a win and throwing a State Farm flag on the ground.
That's right. That's right.
It's terrible.
I may do that. My cigar lighter and set it ablaze.
Set it on fire.
Promptly. So Super Bowl 50 is set, Denver versus Carolina at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California, next Sunday. Last Sunday's games made that clear. The late game was, like I said before, the destruction of the Cardinals by the Panthers. Carson Palmer, the quarterback of the Cardinals, just had one of the worst games of his life. Four interceptions he threw and had two fumbles. Just
that was a terrible game.
Just unbelievable. And the Cardinals had seven total turnovers. And six of them were by the quarterback.
I think it'd be interesting to go to Vegas to see how many bets that they placed.
Yeah, because the spread on that game was pretty close. I mean,
it was.
I mean, that was just a blowout. I mean, Carolina seems like it took advantage of every single one of those turnovers. Cam put on an absolute clinic, 335 yards in the air, two passing touchdowns, 47 rushing yards, and two rushing touchdowns. The entire Cardinal offense only had 13 more yards rushing than Cam Newton did. So the Panther defense did an excellent job of keeping the rushing attack non-existent for the Cardinals. So, We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the New England-Denver game and kind of where that leaves us for the Super Bowl and what I think the prediction is going to be.
Awesome.
You'll want to hear that.
Yeah. You'll want to stay tuned and listen to that.
Because I'm 5-1.
It's 5-1
in the playoffs.
You may want to play some bets based off of this. And based on that, you've been listening to 107.1 FM WJBB.
This is the Gemini Ransom Effect.